Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are going to talk about the Dirty Bible.
And you know, Bill, it's been said, dirty Bible, clean Christian. Clean Bible, dirty Christian. What do we mean?
Well, a dirty Bible is one that is frequently used. You know, it may look a bit worn, it's been highlighted, it has notes written in it, words may be circled or underlined, and so forth. Well, this shows that a believer is giving attention to their relationship with the Lord, reading their Bible, and taking time to grow in their faith. Now, this discipline also helps us to memorize Scripture, and our senses become engaged at a deeper level.
Well said. You know, in today's digital world, some have deprived themselves of engaging with and immersing themselves in the Word of God. And when you read and study from a physical Bible versus an electronic Bible, there are definite benefits. You know, Bill, people often ask you, how do you know so many scriptures? How would you answer them?
Well, first of all, I handwrite them. You know, there's a difference when you handwrite something. You remember it better. And I write them over and over and over again. And then I read them every single day. So, you know, that really helps you memorize the scripture.
So you don't have a photographic memory.
No, I have to read them daily. And like I said, write them. So, you know, today there are so many Bible versions that people have gotten away from using only the King James Version. You know, in the past, there were few versions, so people were used to the King James and could easily memorize verses. Now, if you are using other versions, you most likely are not memorizing Scripture. In reading one version, the one that has stood the test for over 350 years, that's the King James, in its accuracy, you can even remember where the verse is on the page, so it helps you find the verse if you are looking for it. The King James Version should be our main study and reading. And, you know, we use other versions only for some possible clarity on a verse. You know, in another broadcast, we will discuss why the King James Version is the most accurate. It is also the most majestic in its language. You know, at the period of time it was written, the English language was at its pinnacle as for its eloquence, majesty, expressiveness, and poetic flow. You know, it is also a literal translation of God's Word and not a paraphrase version. You will see in our upcoming teaching that so many of the modern versions have changed or deleted many important verses and that they were in the original writings of the apostles, which came out of Antioch and not out of Alexandria. Now, many of our new versions stem from two men who were not even saved and denied the deity of Christ. We must have the accuracy of the Word of God, and this version has it.
Oh,
I know. So it really helps.
Yeah, I know you're really partial to the King James. I mean, I personally use the New King James as my standard just to make it a little easier to read. And then, you know, you use the other versions, like you said, Bill, maybe okay, let me see how this one expounds on it. Or this one says, long as it's not changing the entire meaning,
right?
Which some of them do.
Right. Well, when we do the study, they'll see that many verses are eliminated. They're not even there. So it really helps to stick with the Bible, the King James, that will cause you to memorize the Scripture. If you're looking at all these different versions, you're probably not going to memorize Scripture.
No, and you're just going to paraphrase it in your own mind and what you think it says.
Right.
You know, and getting back to writing verses and notes in the Bible itself, I know you can highlight and save verses electronic on, you know, an electric tablet or so forth also, but it's still not the same. You know, if I'm listening to a Bible teacher or a pastor teach, I can write something the Holy Spirit may bring to my attention or something that really speaks to me about that particular scripture or story in the Bible. You know, it's also great to take separate notes during a teaching too. But when I also write some things in my Bible, it's there in context with the scripture. And the notes will help enrich my time in the Word later when I go back, and it'll bring my attention to those scriptures again. I just love to scribble in my Bible.
That's good. That's good. You know, with more of my senses engaged, like writing the verses, memorizing them, and visualizing the verse on the page, I actually experience a greater depth of learning. This we believe will help us to become more obedient to the word, because, you know, we are saying in writing it and visualizing it, as God said in Deuteronomy 6 and 17, to keep the word before our eyes, to write it on our doorpost, keep it in front of our eyes, and talk about it day and night in order to obey it.
So you're seeing it. You just mentioned different senses you're engaging. You're
right.
Seeing it, you're writing it, you're visualizing it.
Exactly. You know, and David said in Psalms 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So the more word in us, the less we sin. You know, if I obey what I've learned by God's grace, I will bring forth spiritual fruit and follow God's will for my life.
And I love what Romans 12:2 says. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You know, and studies have shown that writing by hand tends to boost your ability to retain information, comprehend new ideas, and all parts of your brain are then actively engaged. So it's good for your brain health as well.
That's right. You know, when you study God's word, it doesn't mean we don't employ study tools from the internet, such as concordances and Bible study websites. We do, but we don't want the electronic replacing your physical Bible. Now, as a convenience, many churches will place the scripture on the screen behind the minister, and that can be helpful, but it is much more effective for our spiritual growth to open our Bibles to the verse and follow along with pen in hand.
And as we spend time meditating on the Word of God, as Joshua 1:8 instructs us, strength, comfort, encouragement, and faith is imparted to us. You know, to meditate on God's Word means to speak or say it aloud. You know, and we know also that Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So when we read or speak the scriptures out loud, this brings faith to our heart. And we know we cannot please God without faith. In addition, Hebrews 4:12 and 13 tells us the Word of God is alive and powerful, and it contains the very life of God. Jesus said he and his word are one. You know, so many times Christians will say, "Oh, I love Jesus. I spend time with Jesus." But do you spend time in his word? Jesus said that's how you get to know him. He and his word are one. And that's the number one way we become acquainted with the Lord and his ways and hear from him, is by reading, meditating, and studying his word.
That's exactly right. You know, now spending time in our Bible doesn't mean every time we read our Bible, we must highlight or write in it. You know, sometimes we just want to read and wash our minds with the Word of God.
That's a really good point. You know, in Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the Word. And this speaks of Jesus, his Word, cleansing us. Just living in the world today with all the news and negativity, the sin, the slime, we need that daily washing and cleansing. You know, I might grab a cup of tea and just sit and read and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to me and just read and read my Bible. It can be a time to just simply fellowship with the Holy Spirit and God's Word.
That's right.
So we just want people to walk away from this. This is just practical things we can do, right, Bill?
Exactly.
Not a legalistic, "Oh, I've got to do this every single time."
Right. We are just sharing some practical things we like to do. This is not an exhaustive list either. You know, one thing I like to share is that when something goes wrong in our life, my wife and I first examine ourselves in light of the Word of God. Usually it's because I missed it somewhere. We certainly know God doesn't miss it. Now, this is not to condemn ourselves, but to heed correction. We want to be sure that what we are doing lines up with Scripture. The Bible tells us to judge ourselves and not others in Matthew 7, verse 1, and 1 Corinthians 11:31. Now, if we can be honest, it takes humility to receive instruction and to admit we may have missed it.
Oh, that's such a good point, Bill. And I know sometimes it's hard not to beat yourself up for a while, which I have to work on sometimes, you know, but yes. If we repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses us of our mistakes, or if we sin or just miss it. That's what's so powerful about the Lord and his great love for us and with his blood.
Right. You know,
he just washes that away and we can start afresh. And I love what Proverbs 10:17 says. It says, he is in the way of life that keeps instruction.
So we got to receive correction or instruction.
Instruction. And sometimes it comes through people. And so that we have to humble ourselves that way as well.
Right.
And then Proverbs 12:1 states, whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge.
That's good.
And 2 Timothy 3:16, of course, says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That's good. You know, and again, to sum it up, in Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 through 9, it says again, to talk of the word day and night, teach it to the children, keep it before your eyes, write it on the doorposts of your house, even write it on your hand, and this way it will remain in your heart. So again, dirty Bible, clean Christian.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.